Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we take a look at the astrological energies from August 26th into September, September 2nd to be exact. And we are building up to a very powerful Pisces full moon, as well as some interesting energies over this next week. So I hope this podcast episode helps you with your energy and how to navigate the week ahead. For those who are new or newer to this podcast, I talk about astrology from the lens of the Western tropical system, which is different than the sidereal Vedic system of astrology. Although both are valid, both offer us important insights about our energies, and both show us the various timings and cycles in our lives. I also focus on the more intuitive, spiritual, and energetic components of astrology that I think adds a valuable layer of understanding to our lives and what we're experiencing here on this planet. I started this podcast back in 2012, and I've been studying astrology for 30 years now, and it is always a joy to connect with you through this magical language that continues to demonstrate itself and prove itself in our lives. One of the best ways to understand astrology is to go deeper into your own chart, is to look at more of the specifics of your natal astrology chart based on your birth time, birth date, and birth location. And as you go into your own chart, it becomes much more specific and personalized. And this is where it really comes alive for you. So if you haven't done so, you may be interested in going deeper into your chart, looking at the various planets, houses, aspects, signs, and how it all talks to each other, how your astrology chart is an ongoing conversation of your own energy field. And a quick update for those of you who are interested in the monthly soul growth webinars that I offer, September is now available, and it includes 6 webinars that focus on not only all of the transits of the month that are noteworthy, but also the Pisces full moon, the Virgo new moon, the Libra equinox ingress chart, as well as a special webinar on Mars retrograde energies in your chart. So all of that's available now. The link is below the podcast. And if you use coupon code Virgo, it is only $11. And it is my intention to help as many people as possible know their energy through these monthly webinars. So let's look at how August is going to close out and September will begin. Now, over the next week, both Venus and Mercury are going to be meeting up with outer planets. Venus is traveling through the third decan of Cancer, and the third decan of every astrological sign is a place of mastery and maturity. What have you learned? What have you come to understand? And Venus in Cancer is about really honoring what we feel, the emotional messages that are coming up, and what we need in our lives to feel comfortable, to feel safe, but also to trust ourselves. And that's one of the gifts of Cancer, is that it shows us how we can trust what we feel. So as Venus enters the third decan, which is 20 to 29 degrees, she's going to begin some very active conversations with the outer planets. She's going to be trining Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 20 degrees on August 27th, followed by an opposition to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn at 22 degrees. And then she's going to move on and she's going to have another opposition to Saturn in early September. Now, this means that an active Venus is showing us what we need and what we want. And in Cancer, she holds back. She's private, she's perhaps a little bit more internal or shy, withdrawn, because she's in her own space. Venus is also connected with the divine feminine energies and what we need to feel loved, to feel valued, and to feel safe. So as she embarks on this conversation with the outer planets, she's going to have an opportunity to see things in a higher way and from a different point of view. So when Venus trines Neptune in Pisces at 20 degrees, August 27th, this is a place of intuitive messages. This is where she's really feeling something come through that's supporting what she's learned so far in Cancer. Now, I feel this as a very soft, calming energy to stabilize, to feel that You can trust what you're feeling even if you can't see it. And this can show up through your dreams, your intuition, various messages that you're receiving that remind you that you can create safety in yourself. And that's really important to carry forward, because then Venus is going to oppose both Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn. And that's a bit of a reality check. There's something that comes up over this next week that Venus is needing to not take personally and to look at where she can energetically balance herself. Sometimes Cancer can be too needy. And these oppositions to the planets in Capricorn are saying, take a step back. Don't put all of your needs on anyone else. Don't expect someone to know how you feel. Don't expect someone to be on the same page as you. There is an opportunity to balance the energy of the Cancer with the Capricorn over this next week, but it might not feel good if you're not expecting it, because those planets in Capricorn can feel a bit cold or brisk. They're not here to feed your heart. They're here to help you feel grounded in the reality of our world. And so I feel like this Venus could have something that comes up that feels really uncomfortable, or like something potentially hurts her feelings. And that's not always the intention. But just be mindful if you're feeling more sensitive or just aware of what you're feeling. I'm just getting the sense that the feminine energies are going to be maturing through these oppositions to the Capricorn planets. Now, this is important to understand because it's connected to the cycle of the maiden, the mother, and the crone, and how feminine energies mature through life. And it's not only about age, it's simply about what has matured you in your world. So if you can look at this next week as an opportunity to emotionally mature, be very responsible for how you feel, be aware of what you're picking up, and to not project it out or to not put your needs on someone else, there's something about this next week that can be advantageous for this Venus in Cancer. Otherwise, she could feel it as a power struggle. She could feel it as not getting her way, not feeling loved, not having a reciprocal exchange with somebody. All of that can come up, but it's just meant to show you where your needs can actually be fulfilled within yourself, and that the external world might not reflect that back to you right now. And because Venus is associated with money and finances and everything that pertains to our financial matters, it's actually not a great week to make decisions around money, because you could feel more emotional, you could feel like you're more invested in something, and these oppositions to Pluto and Saturn and Capricorn would be the no. No, it's not going to happen right now. No, we can't grant you that. No, you're declined. It's a no. So things aren't quite adding up. And if you can maybe hold off, that could help in a better timing showing up later on in September. So take care of your feminine needs over this next week. Look at what you can mature. Look at what you can see from a detached perspective. And look at where you can balance yourself energetically so that you feel strong, stable, and clear, instead of perhaps too much in a softness, which that Venus in Cancer really loves. But this next week, there's something about that softness needing to feel strong as well. Now, Mercury is also busy over the next week in Virgo. Mercury does well in Virgo. We get things done. We are ready to make a list, put in a process, be efficient, be practical, make progress. And this is especially true on August 29th, when Mercury in Virgo trines Jupiter in Capricorn retrograde at 17 degrees. This is a time of really moving things forward, really moving things along. You could even feel it. You could feel like, I have the energy today to focus, concentrate, be disciplined, get this one project going. That's the energy of August 29th. And that can help you to know when you want to move something ahead. And it's good to know that, because the next day, August 30th, is when Mercury opposes Neptune in Pisces at 19 degrees, and this is a day of needing a break because that Neptune opposition removes the focus of Virgo. It gives you a fuzziness. You could have a hard time getting clarity. It could feel like, I don't know what to do today. I'm actually pretty tired. It's not a day for focused intentions, and that's August 30th. So know that there's ways to work with these energies as these personal planets connect with the outer planets, because the outer planets will always be more powerful. They will always have a bigger say and leave a bigger imprint. And when we can maneuver and navigate these energies, we can be more productive as well as easy on ourselves, knowing that it's not just you, it's these energy waves coming through. Now, the sun is in Virgo, making its way through the first decan of Virgo. And this is where we get going with the projects that we want to complete or focus on over the next month or so. And that's because this Virgo season is especially productive. It is wonderful for anything that you're looking to accomplish, move forward, or to solve. It's great for healing. It's great for really getting to the heart of what's a priority right now. There is this laser beam energy of focus that's asking you to really get clear on what matters to you. Now, this is where your priorities or projects from earlier in 2020 finally have some traction, where you finally have a sense of feeling supported. The energy is there. You got a clarity around what you need to do next. A wonderful time period to make progress. And if we can make the most of it, especially into September with that Virgo new moon on September 17th, you could get a lot done in a relatively short amount of time. Now, this does depend too on how much earth energy is in your chart, because the earth energies all work well together. So if you have Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn planets in your chart, you might even get that sense of now's the time. And it's interesting how this is what we maybe have waited for throughout 2020. You know, we've been waiting for some energy to be supporting our everyday lives and to give us that clarity and the focus of what needs to be accomplished. And I just want to add that I think that Virgo is one of the only zodiac signs that is an amazing verb, as in you can go Virgo your house. It's time to Virgo that project. It's time to go get your Virgo on. I mean, this is an energy of, you know, it's about getting down to work. When you talk about Virgo, it's about organizing and managing and processing things and improving them, improving it in even the most detailed manner. So look at what you want to do right now that really coincides with these Virgo energies. And again, I think that a lot of us are going to get a lot more done right now than we've been able to do throughout most of 2020. So we close out August with a sense of getting clear. And then we begin September with this Pisces full moon that has some really beautiful, lovely energies. And I have a video for you on YouTube that talks about the chart of this Pisces full moon. It goes into more of the details and specifics of the energies and what to look for in your own chart. But what is happening here is that this Pisces full moon is setting us up to really clear out and be complete with something that has been taking up room, taking up space, taking up energy that you don't need to carry forward anymore. And every year we have this Pisces full moon around this time of the year that shows us that it's okay to let something go, because now we're transitioning into the final quarter of the year, but we're also transitioning into new manifestations. And it's very strong in September because we also have this growing Earth Grand Trine. And I also have a video for you on YouTube that discusses that, about what is showing up here over the next 3 to 4 weeks that are helping our physical worlds stabilize, build, grow, and provide a clearer foundation for what our lives are about right now. And so this growing, emerging Earth Grand Trine is beginning with the Pisces full moon at 10 degrees of Pisces. And this is a really beautiful chart overall, as we have Mercury in Virgo trining Pluto in Capricorn retrograde at 23, 22 degrees. And this is where our projects, ideas, communications, anything we need to commit to really gains traction. And there's a sense of purpose here, devotion. I have to do this. This is right for me. I'm ready. And it feels really strong because the energy keeps going. It keeps building. And we're going to also have that sun in Virgo trining Uranus retrograde in Taurus at 10 degrees, which also connects with that Pisces full moon at 10 degrees. And this is a spark of clarity, inspiration, and the declaration. There's like this declaration of this is what I want. And I feel like this Pisces full moon is a timeline change where you let go of what you thought you wanted, or even what you thought this year was going to be, which we can all relate to. And the timeline shift is taking us into new manners of creating in the physical world. Because I see it as a higher path, an elevated path, that when you let go of an energy, expectation, something that you're ready to release, that maybe you know and you weren't ready to release your grasp on it earlier. Now you're ready to let go of something, and then it shifts you up into this higher timeline that connects you to what you're building and growing that goes into next year. So this is a key month. September has really lovely energies overall, and frankly, we'll take it, right? We'll take a double, because this is what we need to gain an understanding of what your life can be like now. In this current reality, with all the changes and all the things that are essentially under construction, under review, that aren't yet figured out, this is about coming back to an internal clarity about what is right for you at this time. And then I feel like there's these new potentials that show up that support building it, that support the growth and the growth trajectory. The pieces come together. Literally, the puzzle pieces come together to create a new image, a new visual, a new understanding of what is right for you. And this could also be something that you've had on the back burner. This could be something that was on pause that you were waiting for. And now in September, there is more energetic support for moving it forward. And again, I feel this energy as things click or come together in a way that was not possible earlier than this month. It's almost like things really had to shake out or clear out, and then they're ready to connect. So what do you want September to be about for you? What are you ready to focus on in your physical reality? Because the earth signs are about everything in our lives that we can see, touch, hear. You know, it's about everything from your job and your daily routines, your body, your physical energy, how you take care of yourself, your pets, the people in your life, your work projects, your money. I mean, everything that you can see is your physical reality. And what are you ready to improve, renovate, and upgrade? The greater clarity you have on that over the next week, it's like the better you're at to keep that energy moving forward and to keep that progress happening. Now, amongst all of this earth energy, we still have a frustrated Mars in Aries as he is squaring Saturn in Capricorn retrograde at 25, 26 degrees, and he's not getting his way. There's something that we want that we can't make it happen right now. We can't make it go any faster. We can't start something. It's like that sense of, oh, but I really thought this is what I would get moving, or this is what I would get going. And yet that Mars in Aries is being delayed. At least that's his expectation. Now, we can also contribute this as an energy of maturing, because those Capricorn energies are all about the right time, responsibility, doing something the right way. So I feel like this Mars in Aries is our lower impatient selves that are very excited and energetic and ready to go, but it's not quite time. And it's interesting how that's been this theme throughout 2020, is that we have to keep coming back to ourselves, and that what we're really getting in alignment with is something internal. there is a big recalibration underway that is asking you to go deeper into your root chakra and your false ego or your unhealthy ego to look at what fears might be driving you that I feel are deeply connected to early unconscious, I'm going to call it survival programming. I mean, I don't know anyone who's had a perfect childhood. And so it's like as you get older, you go into more things that come up and what was modeled for you in terms of relationships or partnerships or what you were shown, what you were taught, what your parents did, what your parents didn't do, what your family did and how you survived and what you did, and et cetera, et cetera. All of this is coming up so that it can be loved. There's something that needs to be loved, and it's about the healing and feeling safe and knowing more of who you are. So that would be one of the healthier ways to work with this Mars in Aries energy, because it is going to continue into early January. We do have Mars retrograde starting September 9th. Mars is in his shadow. He'll be stationing retrograde at 28 degrees of Aries, and he's going into more of who you are that wasn't brought up to your awareness before. And it's coming up to your awareness because of those squares to the Capricorn planets that each have a message for you. And they're each giving you something to be aware of within the parental axis of your energy. And so the Capricorn energy is associated typically with the father, but it can also be associated with the mother. So you would have to trust which archetype works best for you. It's connected with Capricorn as the father since it's ruled by Saturn, which is the archetype of father time, God the father, father energies. However, Capricorn is a feminine energy, and it's also associated with the crone or the queen or the mature woman. So it could be that either or both of these archetypes are coming up strongly for you. And then here we have this Mars and Aries coming through and probably triggering or showing you something you didn't see before around your sense of self that maybe you also didn't want to look at, or you didn't want to see it, you didn't want to go into it, because that Mars in Aries is a fighter. And so he will fight the feeling, he will fight something instead of go deeper into what's the message here. It is that fight or flight energy, but there's something where because of the slowdown, he can't just stampede past it. It's like this undertaking. There is something coming up that is supporting you if you're willing to slow down and look at it. So as Mars continues his ongoing dialogue with these planets in Capricorn, he has the potential to grow, learn, mature, and shift what he thought something was, or who he thought he was, or what he thought mattered. Because remember, this Mars in Aries, he's starting a whole new adventure. And that happens every 2 years when he goes back into Aries to begin a new cycle around the full zodiac. But he's not supposed to start it yet because he's learning more about who he is. And then when he's done with his time in Aries, he is going to be really clear, strong, energized, inspired. This works in your favor if that's how you choose to approach it. But it's this energy of, as much as we want to slam on the gas pedal, there's brakes here. It's time to brake and slow down and shift into a lower gear, because that's what's going to serve you in the long run. And that's also what these Capricorn planets are about. They're about the long-term objectives, what you build or what you go for over time. So it's sort of like this timing isn't right. That pisses off Mars. And then he kind of grumbles about it. But then he realizes, well, if I'm a mature Mars in Aries, I just want to be better, a better version of myself. So I'm not going to get angry at the circumstances. Instead, I'm going to use this energy to do my own self-improvement, to do my own personal work, to look at what I can learn from this so that when I am ready to go, when I do get that green light, I'm even stronger and more clear. So yes, this energy does continue through the remaining months of 2020, but I hope this helps with understanding how to work with it and how to use it to your advantage. So one of the main themes right now is how these personal planets, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, are entering bigger conversations with the outer planets, being Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And this changes them and alters what they've been involved in, meaning the energy of these outer planets are changing our lives, our perceptions, our needs, how we go about things, how we understand ourselves, and they're helping with elevating our consciousness because they bring in a higher energy. They bring in a higher viewpoint that isn't just based on our daily lives or our immediate energy fields. They bring in even more that supports our ongoing energy work and what we need to be aware of at this time. It's like there's openings here to higher viewpoints. And overall, this feels supportive. It feels like there are things that you could understand quickly, that you know you can trust the message. You know you can trust what comes through in a dream. You know you can trust the energy you're feeling or something you're picking up from another person, that it's real, even if you don't see it yet. But something about all these earth signs are that it's going to be real. Something is going to show up almost as if proof that this is happening and that you can see it now. And if you need support with anything, the Pisces full moon would be a wonderful time to ask for greater support, to ask for fear to be released, for doubt, for worry, anxiety, for all of that to move through you, to help you let go of anything that is blocked or that you're struggling with. And this is just simply a request you can make in any way that feels convenient for you or that feels natural for you. But it is a way to always be working with the energy and the support systems that are available to us through God, Source, Spirit, the universe. And on that note, I wanted to let you know that Monday's show is going to talk about Mercury and the opposite sign of your natal Mercury and how that energy can support you. And this was something that came through on Monday's show about the channeled messages and information I received that I found so fascinating, and so many of you did too. Thank you so much for your feedback about that podcast episode from August 24th. What came through was that if you're feeling a lot of heaviness, anxiety, confusion, depression, anything too much in your mind, that you want to go to the opposite sign for relief. So if your Mercury is in Gemini, you would go understand more about Sagittarius. If your Mercury is in Cancer, you would go understand more about the energy of Capricorn and how that essentially balances the brain. I'm going to talk about this on Monday's show. This is the topic I'll go into on August 31st, where we'll talk about how to balance your natal Mercury's energy and how that's going to support you in anything that might be stuck mentally. And I'm looking forward to that show, and it will be similar to the other recent podcast episodes I've done, where I'll go through all 12 astrological signs. And yes, I will keep doing the channeled messages as the energy shows up, as it's correct, as it comes through. I don't know how often. I'll try to do it monthly. We will see how that goes. But that is something that I know is really supportive for all of us right now. And I'm so delighted that it is supporting and resonating with so many of you. So thank you so much for your feedback. And another thing I have to share with you is that the company Jamfa, who creates the CBD products, that's J-A-M as in Mary, P-H-A.com, has offered us a special discount on all their products for Virgo season. It's 25% off all of their CBD products. I will put a link below this podcast, but if there's anything that you need support with or help with, they're actually very committed to not turning away anybody. In fact, they have something set up where they have other clients who donate so that people who can't afford or who are struggling financially can receive the products or help that they need right now. So just know that they're very genuine about how they can help people because they've seen how their products have made a difference in people's lives. So again, that's Jamfa, J-A-M-P-H-A.com, and it's coupon code Virgo for 25% off of their products. And if you need help, if you need guidance, if you need anyone to kind of hold your hand, they are wonderful and supportive at helping people work with their products in an effective healing way. And then I have a little personal story to share with you, just to close out this show today, that I wasn't expecting to share, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it because I'm feeling strongly that it's supportive of this time period. A few months ago, my high school boyfriend reached out to me for the first time in 20 years. And it was nice to talk to him and just connect with him and hear how he's doing. And then I found out during that Aquarius full moon on August 3rd, when Uranus in Taurus squared both the sun and the moon, and it was a very shocking energy, a very disruptive energy, I found out that he died. And he, which was, of course, very shocking and unexpected, but it turns out that throughout his life, he dealt with addiction issues. He had been in and out of rehab, was through the cycle of healing many times, and for the past number of years, I basically felt no will to live. And I heard this through some people who knew him or knew his life in recent years. I looked at his astrology chart, and it's never the use of astrology to look at death. You can't predict someone's death. You don't know when death has happened. That isn't ours to know. And I think it's a moral issue and an ethical issue that you can't tell when someone's going to die because there is not one thing that shows up or something that happens. But what I noticed in his chart was how the struggles he was going through, he was locked in to a way of being, like locked into something that he couldn't break free of, which in some ways is very relatable. But I think that what he was struggling with for most of his life was a lack of purpose, a lack of understanding what to do with himself. And there were other layers to that, but I found that it was really interesting to go back in time and to think about how he was very strong. He had a good heart. He is smart. And there was something bigger than him that he was always tapped into. Now he had Moon in Pisces and he had Neptune in Sagittarius opposing his Sun and Jupiter in Gemini. A lot of energy, a lot of stuff moving through him all the time, a lot of anxiety as well that he didn't know how to redirect or ground. He did have strong Taurus in his chart, which was, I think, where he sometimes got stuck, but also where he was looking to improve himself and make his life more rewarding. But again, we never know someone's full experience or what's going on multiple levels of their being. When I found out he had passed, I felt like his energy just dissipated, like it was just gone, almost like he had energetically left a few years ago. It just felt like a hollow shell and that he was done here. And I share this because addiction is very real and struggle is very real. And this has been a very hard time for many people in many ways. And it's important to know that there are resources. There are things you can do to take care of yourself, whether that is professional help, whether that is energy work, whether that is videos on YouTube that are free and inspirational and helping you move on your path and understand who you are. I just want to offer this reminder that we arrive here with so much potential and tools to work with, and to stay open to how you can understand yourself more, especially through astrology, but through anything that calls to you. There's so many modalities or books and videos and messages that can help. And I don't mean that in a light, frivolous manner where you think a happy thought and that makes everything better. That doesn't work. It doesn't work long term, at least. You know, there's this big pressure right now on all of us to go into more of who we are and to understand more of our purpose, or to understand what is in our heart or what we do need or how we do feel loved. And I feel like there's also more resources out there that can support with that. And if you feel that you're struggling with an addiction issue, or that you are witnessing a loved one with addiction issues, there are free support resources. In the US, there are 800 numbers you can call. There are support groups. There are many things that can help you if you're really going through something difficult. And safe to say, we all are addicts these days because we're all addicted to our phones. We can all be addicted to technology. And these are just the daily addictions that we don't realize. And of course, there's much more severe ones that are an everyday struggle and an everyday reality. I am not an addiction professional nor an expert, but there are many people who are and who can offer insights into choices, responsibility, what you can do, what you cannot do if you're with an addict of some sort. All of this is important to know. So I offer this because I feel like there is something here that could help some people or just be the right timely message and perhaps connect you with more of your power and your choices. In fact, one of the things that came up for me around his death was that I remember when we were dating when I was 16, 17, 18, is that his parents didn't approve of me because I wasn't Mormon. And he didn't want to be Mormon. He didn't want to go on a Mormon mission. He wasn't into it, but he was playing this role with his family. And I remember it was my first experience of that kind of judgment. And so I look back on that time and how that felt. And here we have the South Node in Sagittarius that's clearing out belief systems, judgments, righteousness, what's right, what's wrong. And I thought, well, that's a really interesting clearing in a sense that, you know, we can look at, well, who has judged me in my life? Or how was I not approved of? How was I not part of a group? Or how did I not fit in, whether that's to a religion or a certain belief system? And what did that teach me? What did that show me? And what do I take forward as my truth now? So everything has a teaching potential. And as long as we stay open to that, and trust what feels right for us, we do gain from all these experiences. So I am doing what I can to pay for his funeral and to also see how there can be success in other ways in someone's life journey or in their soul development that we don't always see at a human level, but there is some type of graduation that can come when they choose to leave their body. No matter where you are with something, don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on what's possible, on what's likely to show up to support you as long as you keep going. Know that there are many ways that we are supported right now and that there can be really beautiful developments through miracles, through unexpected possibilities, and also by reaching out for help. So make the most of this Pisces full moon to support you, to let go of something that's been weighing on you, that you've been struggling with, that's been heavy. Look at what practical steps you can take next. Look at what you can put your energy towards that's going to help you move forward in your life, because September really supports that. It's really time to make these efforts and look at what you can improve for yourself at every level of your being. So thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time, energy, and presence. I'll be back on Monday for another podcast episode. And I am, as always, grateful that we can spend this time talking about astrology. For more about me, you can go to mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. Or I'll see you on Instagram at MoxieMolly11. Thank you so much. And I wish you a beautiful Pisces full moon in the week ahead. I'll see you soon.